History was made yesterday at Dartmouth College, of a sort anyway. A team led by Dartmouth senior D. Parker Finney set a record for the world's longest barrel of monkeys chain. He joins us now by phone to relive the excitement. Parker, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you.
I remember barrel of monkeys from when I was a kid, but could you describe them for those who don't?
Yeah, so barrel of monkeys, they're called barrel of monkeys because they come in a little plastic barrel. Usually they're red. They're these little plastic monkeys that you can connect arm to arm to make a long chain. We had just under 6,000 monkeys in our final chain. Actually, I wish I had counted more carefully before the attempt, because we were under 6,000 by just 10 monkeys. The monkeys came from a donation provided by Hasbro actually about 8 years ago now.
You dreamed this idea up then as a middle schooler. So how come it took so long for this to come together?
I guess, like a lot of middle schoolers, I was kind of a little bit more talk than action. We got the contracts from Guinness and we got the monkeys, and the last step was to find a venue. And at the time, the rules from Guinness said that the chain had to be entirely vertical. So we had to find a venue that would be shielded from the wind and have a large vertical space. It turned out that that was pretty difficult to do. This summer, when I was living in San Francisco, and every time I told the story, people's eyes would light up and say, "Parker, you need to actually do this." So I tried to do it in San Francisco, and I learned there was a team in Australia that had built a chain of 3,500 monkeys, but theirs was connected at multiple points in a garland fashion. So that was what Guinness ended up calling it. So I went back and forth with Guinness, and they ended up changing the rules because Guinness doesn't want to have a record set up so that it can't be broken. And if the chain has to be vertical, there's a maximum height you can achieve before the arms snap under the weight of the chain.
It's just funny to hear this idea of negotiating about a particular record with the people who are keeping track of the record. It's something different than, say, trying to break the record in the 100-meter dash.
Yeah. The most hilarious part of the story to me is that through this sort of the back and forth with Guinness, at one point I escalated the issue enough that I was on the phone with a man whose title is head of longest.
Head of the longest department
at Guinness, yeah.
So do they have to then go through and certify this record? Were there people on hand from Guinness?
Guinness does offer a service where they fly in a representative and they'll pronounce you to have achieved the world record on the spot. They actually charge quite a bit for that. Instead, what we did, Guinness provides several forms for witnesses to fill out and a set of rules to follow. We had someone from the engineering school oversee the measurement process and sort of make sure that everything was kosher. So the next step for me is to gather up this big corpus of evidence and proof and send that off to Guinness. And then 6 to 8 weeks later or something, hopefully I'll have a certificate.
And what's next for you? Are you going to try and break this mark or maybe move on to a different record, World's Hungriest Hippo?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I'm graduating from Dartmouth in just a few weeks and moving to San Francisco and then maybe moving to other places after that. And I'm not excited about having to lug around all these monkeys. So I think I'll get rid of them and kind of let this one lie. But I've been joking with people that maybe my next record will be the longest tower of pogs or something.
If we see a big donation coming to your address from the pog people, then we'll set our calendars 8 years into the future and see what happens, right?
Yeah, that's right. Hopefully it'll be faster this time.
Parker, thanks so much for talking with us, and congratulations.
Thank you.
That's D. Parker Finney, a Dartmouth senior, and as of yesterday, the holder of the world record for the longest barrel of monkeys chain.